back of the paper. Okay.
You needed that much.
What are the outside of the ear of a corn?
Shuck.
All right, when you pick corn, the green cover and you take off the ears is the?
Shuck.
Okay. What kind of corn do you eat on the cob? Any special kind?
No, you have.
What do you call it? Any names for just ordinary young and tender corn?
No, you have little sweet corn and you. And, but I like this plain horse corn, which is, it grows in the field about a whole lot better than I. And the little sweet 6 weeks corn is good, but just so it's tender.
You don't ever call it roasting ears, do you?
Yeah, sometimes. But they.
Mutton corn?
No, roasting ears is, used to roast it in the fire and the ashes is where they got that name. Just boiled corn or cream corn.
What do you call the top of the stalk of the corn?
Tassel.
And what are those things, that stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn?
That's the silks. Silk, S-I-L-K.
Yeah, you have to brush it off.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that thing at Halloween, large round thing that grows on the ground that you make a
pumpkin.
What's kind of that small yellow crooked neck vegetable?
That is squash.
Okay, does it have a different name if you let it dry up?
Gourd. It doesn't dry up though, it has a special.
Yeah.
The gourd and squash are entirely different.
What kind of melons do you raise?
Watermelons, cantaloupe. Marshmallows, guinea squash.
Are they all shaped the same way?
Practically.
Okay. What's the little thing up and down, out in the woods in the fields after rain? It's a little white umbrella shaped thing.
Mushroom.
Is there any other names for this?
Not that I know. Yeah, that's a toad frog.
Toadstool.
Toadstool, yeah.
That's what we call it. Are there any difference in kinds of watermelons? The size, the shape, the color?
Mm-hmm. There's a rattlesnake. There's a plain green one.
What's a rattlesnake?
Rattlesnake has stripes down it, white stripes down it. And the other dark green ones is a certain species. Not species, but a kind, which color. And then there's a small one, and then there's these large ones.
Well, all right. If a man has a sore throat and the inside of his throat is all swollen up, you'd say he couldn't eat a piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
But he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow.
Okay. What are you smoking right there?
Cigarette.
Okay. Sometimes men smoke the big fat brown thing.
Cigars.
Alright. There were a lot of people at this party and they were having a good time and they were all standing around the piano and she was what was she doing to the piano?
Playing the piano.
And if a funny story had been told, they'd all be
laughing.
Okay. If you say somebody wants to offer you a favor and you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
beholding, under obligations to you.
Or you said beholding.
Beholding is the general